VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The deputy leader of the Islamic State group in Somalia has been killed in an airstrike. That report from a Somali regional minister who told VOA that the airstrike that killed Abdi Hakim Mohammed Ibrahim took place on Sunday between the villages of Hol Anod and Hiriro. Strike hit the vehicle that Ibrahim and another passenger were traveling in. Both men were killed. Another person has not yet been identified. Sudan has its third leader in less than a week following the military's overthrow of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Yet another army commander promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdel Rahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum's streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment and growing repression.
Al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide in connection with atrocities in the western region of Darfur. The White House denies President Trump is inciting violence and Islamophobia for a tweet critical of Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and her seemingly dismissive comment about the September 11th attacks. His spokeswoman, Sarah Sanders, told Fox News, "The president wishes no ill will and certainly not violence towards anyone, but he should be calling out the congresswoman for looking the other way," she said. This is VOA News. The next chapter in the extradition battle over WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could involve competing claims from both the United States and Sweden, which may want him on charges of sexual misconduct. His lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says she would only agree to the Swedish option. She says her client's rights would be compromised in the U.S.
He's embarrassed the U.S. military-industrial complex. He's embarrassed the CIA. We've had the director of the CIA call him a hostile non-state intelligence agency and saying that he ought to be prosecuted. We want to take WikiLeaks down and he ought not benefit from First Amendment protections.
Dozens of members of the British Parliament have signed a letter urging the Home Secretary that if there are competing extradition requests, he send Assange to Sweden. The White House on Sunday, echoing President Trump, said sending undocumented migrants to sanctuary U.S. citizens that have protected them from deportation remains a possibility, even though government agencies have said it would be impractical and there is no money allocated to do it. AP correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
Although the idea of sending immigrants from the border to sanctuary cities is being considered, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says that's just one of the options being reviewed.
The ideal solution is real simple. It's for Congress, particularly Democrats in Congress, to sit down with the president, do their jobs.
But Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, says he's prepared to discuss border security with someone in a leadership position from the Department of Homeland Security.
We have 8 senior vacancies at the department, so we're kind of in a rudderless situation.
Both Sanders and Thompson spoke on ABC's This Week. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Finland's leftist Social Democrats won first place in advanced voting ahead of Sunday's parliamentary election with 18.9% of the votes after 35.5% of ballots had been counted, according to data from the Justice Ministry. Tiger Woods, he's one of the world's best golfers, has captured his 5th Masters Championship Sunday. It's his 15th major professional victory after an 11-year drought from winning the sport's biggest tournaments. He shot a 2-under-par 70 on a drizzly day at the Augusta National Golf Club in the southern U.S. state of Georgia to finish 13-under-par for the tournament, a lot better than the 3 other American golfers. Woods had a big smile on his face, thrust both arms into the air as he holed his final putt on the 18th green for a bogey. He hugged his mother, his 2 children, his daughter Sam and son Charlie, and other well-wishers as he headed to the clubhouse to sign his scorecard. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.